Now, let me read, beginning at verse 3, and I'll read verses 3 and 4. And here you have the conditions of prayer of Daniel. He says, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful, our reverent God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments." Now, you see, the Lord Jesus, he fasted, but fasting was never given to the people of God as an observance. It's something you do up and above. The Lord Jesus fasted, and it's mentioned in the early church that there were many that fasted. And the fact of the matter is, Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11:27, and he said, "In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." Now, I think we should add here that Daniel demonstrated a purposeful persistence in prayer. You remember even Jacob in his prayer said, "I'll not let thee go except thou bless me." You see, this prayer of Daniel, it's very personal, and it concerns him and his people. And you find here the use in the prayer of the first personal pronouns, I, we, and our. And that occurs 41 times. Now, you'll recall that when we were looking over chapter 4, we saw there that Nebuchadnezzar used the same pronoun again and again. Well, somebody's going to say, well, what's the difference? For Nebuchadnezzar, it was a mark of pride, a mark of being lifted up. What is the contrast? Well, all you have to do is just read this prayer, and the contrast is striking. Here it denotes humility, and it denotes confession and confusion of faces, while in chapter 4, it's used in pride and self-adulation. This is great Babylon that I have built. But Daniel now is down on his face before God, and he recognizes the attributes of God. First, we see that he rests upon his personal relationship to God. Do you notice how he goes here? He calls him my God. He's the one that he's appealing to in a very personal way here. And he's making his confession. He dwells on the greatness of God. And dreadful here means he's worthy of reverence. You don't trifle with God. You don't play church with him. If you do, friends, then that's all you're doing. You're just playing church. God not only makes promises, and that is covenants, but he keeps them. He is immutable, therefore he's faithful. He's a God of mercy. And it was by his mercy that this nation had been preserved. And it's by his mercy that you and I have been brought to this present moment. And it's by his mercy that he saves us. You remember Jeremiah in Lamentations 3:22. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. In other words, God is gracious, and God expects us, though, to mean business, and he expects to be obeyed.